I started writing the book, His Name is Yahweh, several years ago. And when I started writing it, a lot of new information came to me. It was in the Bible. It had been there all along. And I had just missed it. And I had never heard anyone discuss much of the material I was beginning to understand in church. And that surprised me. And I thought, the people who are regular churchgoers, Christian people, will be very interested in this information. It was so alive, so fresh, and so meaningful. And you can imagine my surprise when I learned that people who had been attending church all their lives, who were hearing this information for the first time, many of them thought I was a heretic, because if it had been true, they would have heard it a long time ago. In fact, a good friend of mine at the time was really blunt with me, and he said, "You know, Neil, if that were true, if God's name were really Yahweh, and if we had salvation in the name Yahweh, then I would have heard it a long time ago in church." This person was in his 50s, and he had been going to church all his life. He had been a deacon in his church, and he had never even heard the name of God mentioned in church one time. Well, that was not he was not the only one who had that reaction. I thought, this is strange. It really is strange. But I began to realize that for whatever reason, this information, the importance of the name Yahweh, has been, or the awareness that the name Yahweh is critically important, has been reserved for this time in history. I mean, the Bible is loaded with this information. And what I was having trouble with was how a preacher, for example, and especially preachers, how they could read their Bibles again and again and again and read about the name of God. There's just so much said about the name of God. Even if you don't see the name of God in the Scriptures, there's so much said about the name of God and how important it is that I'm having a hard time understanding how a preacher can read the Bible and not see this. But the fact is that very few preachers that I've talked to have any appreciation at all for the importance of the name of God. I heard one preacher deliver a sermon about the name of God. It was so unusual because the entire sermon was about the importance of the name of God. And never one time in his entire sermon did he ever even mention the name of God. He kept referring to God as the Lord. But the sermon was about the name of God. And so here was a preacher who didn't even see how peculiar his own sermon was. I mean, you would expect. I mean, I think you would expect anyone delivering a sermon on the name of God to at least mention what he thought the name of God was. But he didn't. Here's the bottom line. I think preachers are failing to do their jobs. Now, I don't know why this is. I remember Paul actually refers to it in the New Testament. He's talking about how that certain things have been withheld from the Jewish people, that their eyes have been veiled. They cannot see certain things. And the reason is because they rejected him when he came to them. So their eyes have been veiled. But he's going to lift that veil. I have a feeling that for some reason, Yahweh has allowed a veil to be placed over the eyes of many people who are preachers. But he's going to remove the veil. And I think he's going to do it right away. I think he's beginning to do it now. But honestly, I feel for some of these preachers who have failed to do their jobs. Because as that veil is removed, if they don't come along with him, if they don't respond in a positive way to Yahweh's revelations to them, I think they're taking a big risk. If their job is to educate and enlighten, then I think it's fair to say, given the fact that most Christians have never even heard the name Yahweh, and certainly even those who've heard the name Yahweh, very few of them have ever heard anyone talk about the importance of the name Yahweh. That fact, or those facts, suggest to me that preachers are not doing their job of educating and enlightening, and they're not the only ones. Christian publishing houses are as guilty as preachers are. I have a literary agent, and I asked my literary agent after she had presented the manuscript for His Name is Yahweh to several publishing houses, and each time it had been turned down. And I asked her if she knew anyone in a high position in one of the major Christian publishing houses, and she did. The associate publisher of one of the major Christian publishing houses was a personal friend of hers. And so I asked if she would ask him to read the entire manuscript, then give her his feedback. And she said he would, and he did agree to do that, and he did read the manuscript. And when he finished, what he told her was that the manuscript was solid, that from a scriptural point of view, it was right on the money, but that his publishing house would never publish it. And my impression was that his concern was that the message was so unusual, so out of sync with what people typically hear in church, that he was concerned that it might upset his market. I've heard other things as well. For example, I've heard that a lot of oil money has been poured into the publishing industry worldwide, so as to prevent things that are regarded as anti-Islamic from reaching the public through the major publishing houses. Now, that may or may not be true. I don't know this. I've been told this by some people that I respect a lot, but I don't have any personal information that would cause me to draw that conclusion myself. But whatever the reason is, I think it's fair to say that Christian publishing houses are failing to educate and enlighten the Christian community with their offerings the way they should, because they have not paid enough attention to the importance of the name Yahweh. And you can't read the Bible carefully and pay attention to the name of God, where the name of God should be, and not walk away with the conclusion that there's a lot of information here, things that Christian people need to know, which they're not getting in church and they're not getting from the publishing houses. Well, that's got to change. I'm thankful for the internet. After a while, I will say that Yahweh caused me to understand that I don't need those publishing houses to get this message out, that in fact, this message can be delivered to the entire world through the internet and through His people who will pass on information about what's available on the internet. And I'm just moving forward with that assumption that Yahweh's going to take care of it. But isn't it disappointing and discouraging that here you have I'll call it an industry, an entire industry set up to deliver information. There are two. There's the church industry and the publishing industry, Christian publishing industry, and neither of them is paying attention to this message. And this is the central message in the entire scriptures. Well, something's being done about it now. And for that, we can be very thankful.